Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Last time I shared with you three insights into John chapter 12, verse 7, and the words of Jesus. These three insights were written way back in the year 1871 by Dr. A.B. Bruce. I'm following his theology here because out of all that I've read about this verse, his comments were the most enlightening, and I believe truthful for what Christ means when he says of Mary, and now I am quoting Jesus in John 12, verse 7, "Let her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial." And so we did some research in Bruce's book, The Training of the Twelve, and that is where we continue today. And I know you may not particularly like this approach of me quoting as much from someone else as I am, but if this is how you feel, just stick with me. We'll move on from A.B. Bruce soon. That being said, I am constantly following the good theology, the fruitful study of God done by the Bible teachers and commentators that have preceded me. It's not like I'd look into the Word of God and see something nobody has seen before. Definitely not. I claim no new, never thought of before comprehension of this ancient text. In fact, you ought to be very leery, cautious, suspicious, whenever anyone supposedly teaching the Bible says they have a new idea. When you hear that, run away. My understanding about who God is, my own theology, is rooted and grounded in the trusted work of others, who then offer me their correct interpretations of God's holy word. I prayerfully read and study and discern them and instruct you accordingly. That's why all good and godly pastors are readers. The minister must always have an expansive library. We are learners always before we are teachers, preachers. That's why if you want to get your pastor or minister a gift, give a gift certificate to a Christian bookstore, a seminary's bookshop or website. That will be much appreciated. Okay, that being said, let's keep tracking with A.B. Bruce on his third insight into what Jesus meant in John 12, verse 7. And just as a further reminder, Bruce says that what Jesus does with this statement is to draw our attention to Mary's act, pouring out the perfume, as a way to make sense of Christ's death on the cross. He interprets her act in light of his impending death. I've summarized Bruce's words into three main insights. First, the motive of Mary's act and Jesus' death is pure love. Second, Mary's act and Jesus' death were both self-sacrificing in character. And third, Mary's act and Jesus' death on the cross were both extravagant in nature. We looked at the first two yesterday, and now we come to the third one. Mary's act and Jesus' death on the cross were both extravagant in nature. By now we know that Mary's use of the perfume was extravagant. It was 1 pound of very costly perfume of pure nard. And in Matthew 26 and verse 8, the disciples question, "Why this waste?" In other words, why use so much, Mary? You could have used less and given the rest for a greater purpose. Matthew 26 verse 8. But Jesus does not see it their way. He welcomes Mary's extravagance. And Jesus sees in it his own deed of extravagance on the coming cross. In his book, our author writes, "Jesus shed his blood without measure and offered an atonement which was sufficient for the sins of the world." And then Bruce continues saying, and I am summarizing him in my own words, that Jesus has loved us in such a manner so as to expose Christ to the charge of extravagance. That is, someone might say of Jesus' death, it was too much. What a waste of life. Ah, but God says, I give all for the ones that I love. My prayer for you is that as we prepare for the cross and the resurrection, you will come to see as never before what humiliation Christ endured in order to die for your sins. I want you to capture in your mind and heart within the Bible this emphasis on how extravagant, how magnificent, how generous is Jesus' sacrifice for you. He gave his all. He held nothing back. God is not cheap. And again, in Mary breaking the vial and pouring out that sweet perfume, we see Jesus draw our attention to that act as telling us something most real about his death. What she does foretells what he does. Remarkable. Well, let's leave our friend and forefather in the faith, A.B. Bruce, here. And yet, just before we leave John 12 and verse 7, I want to draw your attention to two other commentators who have been like friends to me. I hope you'll also get to know them. The first you feel as if you already do know if you listen consistently to God Is. He is A.W. Pink. But the second is Alexander McLaren. I do not remember if I have quoted from him before on this broadcast and podcast, but he's a favorite. I'll take these two men of God in order and start with what Pink says about verse 7, and I'll remind you of Jesus' words there. Let her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. Pink says this points still another contrast. Other women brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him, says Mark 16, verse 1, after Jesus was dead. Mary anointed him for his burial, 6 days before he died. Her faith had laid hold of the fact that he was going to die. The apostles did not believe this. She had learned much at his feet. End quote. Ah, that is so good. The other women came to anoint the body of Jesus when his body was already in the tomb. As you will remember if you know the true and glorious story of Christ's resurrection from the dead. But Mary's prescience led her to anoint his body with perfume now, before he died. And here's what Alexander McLaren said, quote, Jesus says what is done for him, and therefore he accepts it and breathes meaning into it. Jesus puts a meaning into Mary's act of which she probably had not been aware. And then McLaren adds this point of application for us. Do we know anything of that omnipotent impulse? Can we complacently set aside our givings besides Mary's? Good question, Alexander. Will we pour out our love for Christ as impulsively, as freely, as generously as Mary did? She forces us to answer. How does our giving for Christ compare to hers? I'm convicted by her life and ministry, and I submit Mary to you for your thorough consideration of her. Let the Spirit of God speak to you today through this gospel according to John. I pray the insights of Bruce, Pink, and McLaren are as convicting and helpful for you as they have been for me. You know, it is pretty easy to listen to a broadcast or podcast like this and just let the commentary run through one ear and out the other. Maybe you have several speakers who you like to listen to, and I'm just one of many you will hear today. We are the recipients of an immense amount of content each day. After a while, insights into the scripture can get all muddled up in our minds. What is harder to do is to take what has been said and to let it penetrate our souls. What is harder to do is to obey the word of God, in this case to be like Mary of Bethany, to pour out our love upon Jesus Christ. What we often need is to let a biblical insight settle into us. Downloading a podcast of God Is and hearing this again will help, and you can do so by visiting the website godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. My hope is that you will not let this short visit with Mary and Jesus quickly pass you by, but that you will even listen to this again and from it apply certain lessons for your own life in relation to Jesus, especially as we soon come to Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday. Let's pray. Father, O God, thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you that Christ's motive was pure love, that his death on Calvary's cross for our sins was self-sacrificing and extravagant. Your Son, Jesus Christ, gave his all for us. We do not have the words in any language to adequately express our eternal gratitude to you. And thank you for this Mary from Bethany, the sister of Martha and Lazarus, and the dear friend of Christ. She has taught us so much, and I pray that we will be convicted by what we have read about her. May your people love you like she loved you. Give us such passionate adoration for you that we will give all for you. Speak to us today from your word, please. Do not let this lesson escape us after our time ends, but rather sink these truths deep down into our souls. Thank you for being with us and for hearing this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is Wednesday, so we have two more days together this week. I hope you will join us for both of those as we continue to prepare ourselves for this very special weekend. You might even invite a friend to join us as together, in the Bible, we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.